Okay. Hi everyone. I'm just trying this app that I heard of, Anchor. They say that this is a really nice app to record or create your own podcast. So, trying. Welcome to this kind of first episode, I guess. To be honest, I was not expecting today to start like recording this. For a while I was hoping to get some time and yeah, start doing this, so I guess that's today. If I decide to launch this episode. Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Reddy Tintaya. I'm from La Paz, Bolivia. That's in South America, if you don't know. Yeah, that's me. I'm a software developer. I'm focused in the backend side. But we'll get to that, I guess. The purpose of this is just sharing my story, my first years in this career, me maybe as a child, growing and then getting into the tech industry, you know, with all the thing good, with all the good things and the bad things that happened to me. So I think that I'm not going to say where I work, where I currently work. but just that, yeah. Well, where do I start? How do I start? But maybe you're noticing this, but the English is not my first. It's not my birth language. Originally, I speak Spanish in my country. That's the language that we use. So yeah, I am like maybe 3 years now, like trying to get more confident in this, in speaking in English. So I want to apologize in advance for my accent. I'm doing my best, I swear. Well, again, how do I start? Well, maybe telling you about myself. I was born in 1997, January 21st. It was a Tuesday, I guess. I don't remember. But yeah, I am the first son of my parents. I have two brothers and one sister, and I'm the big brother. I'm not sure if that's the phrase. I'm the oldest. Well, I went to school 12 years. I think that you're supposed to start in school at 7 years old, but I started at six. When I had 6 years old. After that, I guess. That gave me some problems. I think that everything started there when I started the school when I was not supposed to start school. I think that was the first thing. I mean, we're going to get to that, I guess, at the end. And you're going to understand why, maybe. Well, yeah. So usually people was graduating from high school at 17 or 18 years old, and I was 16 years old at that time when I was graduating from high school. And I didn't know what to do with my life at that time. I was in some public schools, you know, those from the government, those were free. And but my last 3 years of education were on a private school. I think it was not as much expensive as other schools, but it was, I guess, nice. Why do I mention that? Because in that school, we had a class, computation, and they were teaching Java. That was my first. That was the first time that I heard of programming. Till that time, I didn't know me as person was able with some tools to write some code or to write something or do something, so I get the computer to do something for me, program the computer to do something. At that time, I didn't have a nice internet. My internet was not it was not fast, and my computer also, I think that it was a Pentium 4, and it wasn't mine, it was my dad's computer. I was trying to practice in my father's computer, but I didn't know how. So what I did was take a USB, I guess. Yeah, I think that it was a USB, maybe a CD. I think that it was a USB. So I went to my class, to the laboratories. I copy Eclipse, and I thought that was going to work in my machine. I went to my home. I was happy because I was saying, "Oh, system.out.print, I'll get that working on my machine." But no, I just did copy the icon. You know, it wasn't the program. It was the direct access, I guess. It was a Windows computer. So yeah, I wasn't able to code at the time, but I knew that there was programming, that programming was there. And I didn't know at that time that I was going to be living, that was going to be my income source. Well, after that, I graduated from high school. I didn't know what to study. And I'm going to be honest, totally honest with you. I mean, I don't know who's listening this, but I think that you deserve to listen to hear the truth. But yeah, that time, my family went through some difficult times, and my mom decided to travel, so she was away from me, and you know, I was the oldest brother, and we were living with my dad. We usually want to work. There's a family business that we have, and I was in charge sometimes, but I decided to get a work to get a job, sorry, and it was for working in supermarkets. My only job was cleaning things, I guess, and moving the products, sorting the products, ordering the products. But that was a really hard time because I was not really used to physical work at that level, and I was making maybe $150 per month, maybe less. Yeah, maybe less. And that's not even the minimum. That was not the minimum salary at the time. So that was not enough to live. I think that I only worked maybe like 3 weeks, 2 3 weeks. So yeah, with that money, I was just reading the news, the newspaper, and there was a section that says something with programming and classes and something like that that catch my attention, and I said, why not? So I decided to enroll to that class. That was like maybe 3 or 4 months before I was supposed to decide to which university apply, or yeah. So that was I. Till that moment, I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. So I went to the through that class. That was a class maybe at 9 or 10 p.m. So I was going, the exit time was really late. But I think that I was young. I was comfortable with myself and my safety, so no big problem, no big of a deal. So I took that class that was related with programming, but wasn't Java. That was with .NET, I guess, C Sharp. We were using Visual Studio. It's not Visual Studio Code, right? It's just Visual Studio. And we were using, I don't remember, is forms, I guess. But the thing is that we made a calculator. I learned about OOP, object oriented programming. I learned about a lot of concepts that you need to get for getting your first job, maybe. Polymorphism, inheritance, and yeah. But yeah, I just built at that time maybe just a calculator, and I learned about exceptions, try, catch, about variables. I don't remember if I learned about extent. But yeah, I remember doing inheritance and overriding some methods. But yeah, at that time, yeah, I knew how to replicate that in my computer. My computer was slow. My father decided to give me a computer when I was still in high school, so I was using that. But no, I think that you were able to use the keyboard or the mouse, not both, because the USB port was not in good shape, and yeah, it was funny, I guess. And I didn't have internet in that computer. There wasn't a way for getting internet in that computer, so yeah, that was also challenging, I guess. The thing is that I completed that course, and I think that I was able to say, yeah, I can code. But no, my life as a programmer didn't start at that time. So So yeah. Then I said, okay, I want to study mathematics. Yeah. Well, I have two uncles, one from my mother's side and the other from my father's side, and they are mathematics. They are mathematicians. One has a degree, the other one doesn't have a degree. The one who doesn't have a degree doesn't make a lot of money, but I think that he's happy, to be honest, doing mathematics. But he is not doing like a pure mathematics. He is teaching mathematics to kids in school, in university, not high level, you know, like the first year of university, calculus and algebra and things like that. But yeah, my father didn't thought that was a good idea for me to study mathematics, so he forbid me for studying mathematics. I was sad, and he told me, if you decide to study mathematics, you're not going to be longer in my house. I was, oh no. That's why I decided to study other things. So we went to other universities. We went to one cheap, really, really cheap university. Then we went to another, not as that cheap university. And I decided to study system engineering. Well, spoiler alert, I didn't go to college. I don't have a... Well, I went to college. I dropped out of college, from college, and I don't have a college degree. Right now. Now I'm pursuing what done. But that will be, I think, that in next episodes. But yeah, at the beginning is, I think that it's just is something like that. I think that I need to hurry, right? I mean, hope you're not boring. Well, yeah, I decided to study system engineering. I didn't enter to either of those two universities. I decided to go to try to apply to the public university. Everyone in the city knows that the public university is one of the best, but it's not easy to enter. So I tried. I didn't get the first time, so I tried for 1 year. That was, I don't remember the name, the year, but the next year, 2015, I was still working, doing my own money, and I was in the street, and I called my parents and told them, I'm outside of I'm outside of one of the expensive universities in my country. It's a military school, and I told them, can I go and try to enroll here? And they told me, yeah, sure. That was a big mistake. But yeah, I tried to enter. I entered there, and we were paying a lot of money. So yeah, I started studying systems engineering. You understand. And yeah, I was there maybe four years. Then I decided to drop out. I guess that I can go into more details maybe in other episode about my whole life inside that university. It was fun. It was a moment where I... Yeah, it was a moment in my life where I... Where I was, I don't know the words. I mean, I learned a lot, but I was frustrated, and that's why I decided to drop out. And I mean, my mom approved that. She told me, sure, you can drop out your college. But as I said, that can go into another episode. I guess 20 minutes. Not sure if I shared everything that I wanted to share, but I guess that I'm going to have maybe more episodes talking about just my life. I think that instead of going to a psychologist, I'm having you like my psychologist. So thanks for listening. Thanks for, yeah, if you are listening this, that means that you went through the 20 minutes that this podcast is the, yeah. So thanks, and see you the next time. Well, no, see you, but you understand. Bye.